The Asheville Amadeus Festival is underway, and one of the preeminent productions during the festival is by the North Carolina Stage Company. They're opening Souvenir, a fantasia on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, opening on Wednesday and running through April 2nd. Three of the principals are with us in the studios this afternoon. Callan White plays Florence Foster Jenkins. John O'Manelli is, I don't know the name, but a pianist and composer. And Charlie Flynn McKeever is the director with North Carolina Stage Company. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
us
on Blue Ridge Public Radio.
Hey, there you go. Our new name.
And
all that. Thank you, Charlie.
Well, there are signs all over the place.
Okay, I was going to say.
We know where we are.
Reminding everybody you've been something else for so many years.
I'm impressed, right. It's kind of like changing the name of your first daughter. Anyway, welcome and thank you for being here. And so, Charlie, you're the director of this show, and it's part of the Amadeus. Well, it's very much part of the Amadeus Festival.
Yeah.
Although it's not dealing with Mozart, or at least not directly, I guess. Maybe people are shaking their heads.
We participated in the Asheville Amadeus Festival with the symphony and all the other participants 2 years ago with the production of Amadeus.
There you go.
A clear tie-in.
Yeah,
we did that with Asheville Community Theater about Salieri and the mediocre musician and composer who was the only person around who could recognize Mozart's genius in his day.
Yeah.
And it drove him crazy.
Yeah.
And when they asked, and the symphony asked if we would be able to participate again this year, you know, there wasn't quite a direct tie-in. So I started looking for plays that dealt with musical or musical themes or whatever. And I came across this play called Souvenir, which is really about a kind of mediocre musician who is the only person around who can recognize the genius of this particular artist, Florence Foster Jenkins. Now, her genius, you see what it is in the play, but it is in how bad of a singer she is. She is described as arguably the worst singer in the world. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily true in terms of, you know, factually based.
Right.
I don't have facts to back that up. But I'm sure she's probably the most famously bad singer in history. Yes, I mean, she made recordings. She did recital. She was this wealthy socialite in Manhattan in the 20s and 30s and 40s, and she would hold these recitals and gained an incredible following. It's not really well known whether the following was sincere, if they were thankful that she was such a benefactor of their social clubs because she was a philanthropist, and or if they were just entertained by her, and she brought joy to them in some sort of perverse way. But eventually, somebody convinced her to rent out Carnegie Hall and do a concert there. And the word on the street is that it sold out, and they turned away 2,000 people. Tickets were being scalped for 17 times their face value, and it was, by all accounts, an amazing evening, and one of the New York Times critics described it as the largest mass joke to ever be perpetrated in New York City.
Wow!
Now, of course, the real question is was she in on the joke?
Yeah, exactly.
Or was she kind of deluded about her own voice?
On whom was it perpetrated?
The play talks about she was an accomplished musician herself as a pianist in her youth, and then went through an accident, injured her arm, which kind of thwarted that career path. Plus, her father was adamantly against her going into music. So eventually her father died. She got her inheritance.
And that was her chance.
Mm-hmm. And started, as, you know, many people in the amateur world do, really following their dream. And what the play deals with is what the passion and ideals we have in our head, if they match our talent and abilities.
Mm, my goodness.
So Callan has to sing during the show, and Jono actually plays the piano. And it's two actors who have to have a pretty particular skill set.
Well,
Jono has to play, sing, and act.
Wow.
And Callan has to act and sing. She has to sing well, and she has to sing badly, which is a hard task.
Well, I was going to say, so this has got to be a challenge, right? I mean, it's not often that you're asked to sing badly. I mean, usually we all do our best, right? So.
I am never having an experience at NC Stage that is not a challenge. They always bring the most delightful things to work on and as an actor to grow by. But it is, it's, Charlie's been really good working with me and a friend of mine, Timothy Wilds, who's a local singer and music teacher, in terms of how to find where those notes are just slightly off or where they're very off.
Apparently someone quoted me last night saying, you know, when you're singing this particular aria, we got to work on a very specific type of bed. It can't be like a fire hose kind of awful.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, she really did try.
And she hit notes. She actually could hit notes.
But she would hit just enough that were just a quarter tone or full tone off. You know, and sometimes I have to give Callan notes that she's actually singing a little too well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but, and I give him a chocolate bar for that.
It's got to be a really fine line. We're talking about Souvenir, a fantasia on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, the famous or infamous soprano who pursued a career in singing in, what was the 1930s,
1940s?
1930s and 40s. 40s, yeah, in New York. John O'Manelli is with us as well. And you not only play a pianist and composer, but you are a pianist and composer, right? I mean,
I am, and I get, and John O, the pianist, gets to play a baby grand on the stage,
right,
on the North Carolina stage. It's the actual piece of furniture is impressive, and it holds tone, and it is a big sound, and it's sort of an anchor of what pitch is. So there's your bass line. So our singer is dancing around it. So it has a beautiful idea to it, too. It's my anchor as the character, as the actor.
Yeah.
It's the anchor visually on a big recital. You look at it. But it's also the thing that Florence wrestles with. Am I with it? Am I in tune? Is it in tune? So, and yes, he is a composer. And this character is he's a failed composer. He's a mediocre composer. But he gets to surround himself by, is it genius? It's certainly something bigger than him, which if you're not going to make your mark in the world conventionally, at least he can be near something that is making its mark.
Well, fascinating rehearsal way. The name of Cosme McMoon really is known.
Now, say that again.
The name is Cosme McMoon. It's actually used to be. Yes. I don't remember
improbably
how.
Improbably named.
Cosme, well, it was McMoon.
That's a great name.
McMoon. It was
an Irish name. It was spelled UN, and he changed it, the spelling. And his mother was of Mexican descent, I believe. There's something about how Florence Foster Jenkins is the anchor of who we remember. So you don't actually remember Cosme McMoon except through the fact that he played for Florence Foster Jenkins.
Wow.
And so who's crazy then after all, right? You know.
And she also had his song recorded, too,
right.
Serenata.
So so he owes her a lot. Mm-hmm. Right?
It is traditionally an anonymous field. If you go to a big recital, the accompanist fades away. And there's one or two famous accompanists.
Yeah.
But if you think of a great opera singer and you picture the big grand piano and there's the man or woman in black and maybe a page turner, they're designed to fade into the back.
Yeah.
Especially with Lieder or with opera. But here is his story. He gets a voice.
Well, I said this before we went on the air, but it sounds as if this play, this fantasia, looks at more than just a caricature. It sounds like real people involved in this.
Yeah, it's told from Cosme's perspective at the piano bench. And it's 20 years later, and he's, for whatever reason, recalling the story of how he met her, Florence Foster Jenkins, and played with her through the Carnegie Hall concert. And she passed away about a month after the Carnegie Hall concert from heart failure. And it's really this kind of touching love story, but through an artistic relationship.
Yeah.
Which is a very intimate relationship, you know?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. It's not romantic in that way, but it is extremely intimate. And Florence Foster Jenkins talks about, in the play, talks about the world of the music being everything. And it really is kind of lovely. It's funny. These guys do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we look forward to it. Again, it opens Wednesday. We're talking about Souvenir, a fantasia on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins. With us in the studios this afternoon, Callan White, who plays Florence Foster Jenkins. John O. Manelli, who plays, don't tell me that name. I can't do that one.
Cosme McMoon.
Cosme. Okay.
It's funny in itself.
It is a great name. Pianist and composer. And Charlie Flynn McKeever is the director. Opens Wednesday and runs through April
2nd.
Okay. Yes. And tickets at NC Stage?
Yes, 239-0263 or our website at ncstage.org.
Excellent. And thanks to all of you for being with us, and thanks for bringing us this wonderful show.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
And again, that's part of the Asheville Amadeus Festival running right now, all over downtown Asheville.